March is Colorectal Awareness Month, and doctors are keenly aware of its risks this year. The American Cancer Society reports adults are being diagnosed with colon and rectal cancers at younger ages. Those in their early 50s and younger make up 1 in 5 colorectal cancer cases. That's twice as high as the rate a generation ago. Doctors now recommend getting screened for colorectal cancer at an earlier age. In this edition of WGLT Sound Health, medical oncologist Banu Vankalanka with the Carl Cancer Institute in Normal tells WGLT's Eric Stock why younger adults are more at risk.
I think over the last few years, there had been some significant changes in people's lifestyles, which I believe is a major contributing factor for the increased incidence of colorectal cancer. This could include possible inactivity, and the recent coronavirus epidemic doesn't seem to have helped the problem, but I don't think that's necessarily an increased risk factor for the incidence of colorectal cancer. But people's lifestyles have changed, the dietary indiscretion that seems to have crept into people's lives, along with the change in the microbiology of the intestinal tract, could all be contributing to the increased incidence of colorectal cancers. There may also be certain genetic factors which have not yet been identified, which probably are at play. And hopefully in the next few years, we would probably have a better idea about what exactly is happening.
Since you mentioned dietary factors as just one, what dietary considerations are leading to higher incidence?
So increased consumption of red meat and a non-plant-based diet seem to have a role in the development of cancers. And people probably would have to lean more towards plant-based diets in order to reduce the risk of developing colorectal cancers in the years to come.
Have you seen this in your practice, higher incidence of colon cancer among younger adults?
Absolutely. That's very true. And, you know, although this had initially been an incidental finding, there had been enough studies suggesting that this is actually proving to be a statistically significant event in the younger patients.
So when should someone get screened? When is the earliest age when they should start thinking about that?
Traditionally, the age of screening for colorectal cancer was thought to be age 50. But in the last year or two, there had been recommendations from the United States Preventive Task Force suggesting that the screening needs to be started at the age of 45.
Now, should that be a colonoscopy? Should that be a home test? Going in for an exam? What types of examinations are you looking at for screenings?
The gold standard for colorectal cancer screening had always been a colonoscopy because it gives you a direct visualization of what's happening inside the colon, but also gives the opportunity of taking a biopsy from that area. But there may be some patients who might not be very keen about undergoing colonoscopies, or maybe there are some patients who are too sick in order to undergo the investigation. In those patients, there is a test called Cologuard, which is based on testing for tumor DNA in the stool, and that might be an initial good starting investigation for these patients.
Do you generally recommend Cologuard? Are those as accurate?
So probably not as accurate as a colonoscopy. So most of my recommendations would start off with a colonoscopy unless the patients have certain objections to undergoing the investigation.
Are you concerned that having more screenings at a younger age, when they may be less likely to have cancer as opposed to someone older, will lead to more false positives?
It is possible, but I think considering the possibility that we are going to save some young lives, the increased incidence of the false positives can certainly be something that we can potentially trade off against the benefits of doing it at an early age.
So age 45 is sort of best case scenario. What factors would cause someone to seek out an exam at an earlier age?
The other things that probably come into play under those circumstances is a strong family history of malignancy. If somebody has a relative who has colorectal cancer at a young age, I think starting the colonoscopy or maybe even the Cologuard testing at an earlier age than the index case, which is the first member of the family diagnosed with that cancer, would be a good idea.
What are the warning signs that someone may have colon cancer? They should be tested for it.
Usually, the symptoms at presentation could include a change in their bowel habits, alternatively weight loss, abdominal symptoms, or noticing blood in their stools would all be early signs of something happening. And those symptoms need to be brought up to their primary care provider, who will probably be referring them over for further investigations to be done.
The American Cancer Society's latest report says there are more left-sided tumors that are being diagnosed, meaning that an increasing percentage of tumors are happening closer to the rectum. Is that something that you are seeing as well? And could there be a reason for this?
So I don't think that there are reasons that have been fully elucidated at this point of time, but certainly there are reports suggesting that there is an increased incidence. This is probably just statistical at this point, but I have not seen any firm data as to why it is happening more on the left side compared to the right side.
To what extent has the rate changed among older adults as they're going up proportionally among younger adults?
So there certainly had been a decline in the incidence of colorectal cancer in the older patients, largely because of the awareness of colorectal cancer and also the regular screening. In the younger population, it looks like the incidence is going up approximately 2% every year. And at this point of time, the number of patients with cancers in the age group of less than 50 is quite small, less than 10%. But in the next 10 to 15 years, we are expecting it to significantly go up.
That was Dr. Banu Vakalanka with the Carl Cancer Institute in Normal with WGLT's Eric Stock. Vakalanka says the best way to reduce your risk of colorectal cancer is to cut red meat production in half. Vakalanka says red meat takes longer to digest, and the longer it stagnates in your bowels, the more likely carcinogens can develop.
Support for WGLT health coverage comes from Carle Health. You can count on Carle as your partner in healthcare. Information at carle.org.